12 months in Iran, 3 assassination attempts, 2 successful. The targets, some of Iran's most talented nuclear scientists and academics. The culprits? Well, Iran and a host of Western media reports say it was Israel. The reason? Well, that is what we wanted to find out. Masoud Ali Mohammadi, Iranian quantum field theorist, born in 1960. Married to Masoora Karami, they had 2 children. Distinguished professor of elementary particle physics at Tehran University. He obtained his BSc from Shiraz University in 1985 and then a master's in physics at Sharif University of Technology in Tehran. By 1992, he had become the first PhD graduate in physics at the same university.
He truly was a Nobel scientist. During his scientific lifetime, he produced more than 55 ISI-indexed articles with average citation of 7.7 per article.
At 7:58 a.m. local time on the 12th of January 2010, in front of his home in Tehran, while leaving for university, a booby-trapped motorbike parked near his car exploded. The windows of the surrounding homes were shattered by the force of the explosion. A number were injured. Masoud Ali Mohammadi was killed. Majid Shahriyari, born 1970, quantum physicist. He specialized in neutron transport and was a university lecturer at Shahid Beheshti University. He published dozens of reports and research papers. He was married to Behzad Qasemi, also a nuclear physics professor. They had 2 children. On November 29, 2010, unidentified assailants riding motorcycles attached a bomb to the professor's car and detonated it. Shahriyari was killed. Almost simultaneously, elsewhere in the city, nuclear scientist Fereydoon Abbasi, also a university lecturer at Shahid Beheshti University, was driving to work with his wife. The exact same attack, a sticky bomb on his car. Professor Abbasi and his wife had a lucky escape, although they were both seriously injured. The attacks prompted accusations that the United States and Israel were trying to disrupt Iran's nuclear program. Initial reports of who was behind the bombing were disputed. Iran accused Mossad, along with U.S. help, as being responsible, while the U.S. State Department called the allegation absurd. But according to U.S. intelligence sources, Israel is running a secret war against Iran. Among techniques used are the killing of important persons in the Iranian atomic energy program. Iran Today first covered this story in January 2010, after the first assassination of Masoud Ali Mohammadi. There was much speculation and assessment of who may have been behind the attack, who would have benefited. The finger was pointed at Israel. By the end of 2010, 2 other assassination attempts targeting nuclear scientists had taken place. And after those attacks, this article in the Telegraph came up. Earlier this month, the chief, meaning then Mossad head, Meir Dagan, and a small team of specialists, analysts, weapons experts, and psychologists met in a conference room, the article said. It continued to explain that last Monday, 1,000 miles further east in the Iranian capital Tehran, it appears that the Kidan, elite Mossad agents, killed a top nuclear scientist and critically injured a second as they drove through the rush hour traffic. To assist in the attack, Persian-speaking Mossad deep cover agents have been steadily infiltrating Iran for years. How exactly they helped the hitmen flit in and out of the country remains a secret. It was a secret that seemed to be answered on January 11, 2011, when Iran's intelligence minister, Haydar Moslehi, announced this.
رژیم صهیونیستی انجام میده و افرادی رو در واقع با خودش همراه میکنه برای اینکه اهداف پلیدش رو دنبال بکنه مورد شناسایی قرار بدیم.
He announced the arrest of 10 people in connection with Professor Ali Mohammadi's assassination. As the announcement was made, Masood Ali Mohammadi's wife, Masoora Karami, wondered who it was that had killed her husband and why. She told us more about her husband and how he was always looking to the future.
فکرشون انقدر وسیع و باز بود همیشه میگفت من 50 سال بعدو میبینم میگفتش که الان هیچ وقت نباید نگاه کنیم بگیم الان ما اینو داریم بسه نه 50 سال دیگر رو باید نگاه بکنیم که این نفت تموم میشه گاز تموم میشه امکاناتی که هست میگفت این بحران آب تمام دنیا رو گرفته میگفت همه دنیا دارن روی این مسائل دارن فکر میکنن کار میکنن و ما هم باید کار بکنیم و فکر میکنم همین هدف ایشون برای پیشرفت مملکت بود که باعث شهادتش شد.
His future though was taken away from him. He would not see Iran 50 years from now. Mansoora took us around their home where Professor Ali Mohammadi spent much of his time studying.
اینجا اتاق دکتر بفرم. اینجا جایی بود که تقریبا نصف از وقتش رو در روز پشت این صندلی میگذروندن و مشغول کاراشون بودن. این ساچمه‌هاییه که رفته تو طریق از اینجا ساچمه رفته تو بعد به همین ترتیب عینکشون رو شکونده اینجا هم که کتاب خونه شونه این هم جایزه بود که جشنواره خوارزمی بهشون دادن
جز با تلاش ها و مجاهدت های علمی و مهنوی جامعه و برای مطالعه مدل های مهنوی یک و دو روزی این تر هم آمد به جایزه
The person, Iran says, who was at the heart of the assassination is 26-year-old Majid Jamali Fashi. But who is he? This is what we've been able to find out. Born on January 16, 1984 in Kermanshah, western Iran, he lived with his family in Karaj, just outside the capital, Tehran. He was an athlete, a kickboxer. He did not continue his education. Not even going to high school. Instead, he focused on his sport.